Essentially, what this is all about is an attempt by the tobacco industry to overturn a measure, a tobacco control measure by Australia, to incorporate changes in the way tobacco is marketed. Essentially, the cigarette packages the Australian government ruled should have no branding on them or limited branding. They should appear drab, olive green packaging, and this will actually help reduce the attractiveness of tobacco and the sale of cigarettes to young people, for example.
When was this measure decided on?
The measure was decided in November 2011, and this law will come into place on the 1st of December 2012, in a few months from now.
Oh, so the tobacco industry is essentially trying to block that?
Yeah, they see this as a sort of issue around marketing and intellectual property. But what we're saying is that this is essentially a good law that protects the public and children and people from smoking. It's part of a raft of measures that WHO is recommending under its Framework Convention for Tobacco Control. And through these measures, we hope to reduce the number of people who die every year from tobacco. That at the moment stands at about 6 million people every year die from tobacco. So the more measures we see in place, the more stronger the governments act against the tobacco industry, the more lives we can save.
Why do you think plain packaging without branding is so important for tobacco control measures?
Well, plain packaging limits or stops the ability of the tobacco industry to put targeted messages on those packages. It increases the impact of the health warnings that we like to see placed on those packages, on cigarette packets. And also, it reduces the false and misleading messages that customers believe that tobacco products can be safe or safer than other types of cigarettes, etc. And then finally, it just reduces the attractiveness of smoking by making very, very stark, clear, drab branding. And we know this works. We know this will have an impact. We know that because the tobacco industry was strongly against it.
Some people argue that they should be free to choose to smoke or not to smoke. Is this a valid argument?
Totally invalid. People don't choose to smoke something and to kill themselves by smoking cigarettes. It's a misdemeanor, the notion that smoking is a free choice. There's a lot of influences that are supported by funding, and essentially tobacco kills you. Half the people who use tobacco or smoke cigarettes will die from smoking or tobacco-related illnesses.